May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. What was your burning bush moment? Or at least one of them. Maybe it was after praying the same prayer for years and getting no answer. Maybe it was after losing more than you thought you could lose, your life, not turning out the way you thought it would be. What event or experience made you attentive to the transcendent dimension of life, to God? We are each graced with burning bushes to meet the very personal one mystery whom we call God, so that we can learn to trust the process of life. Because God is with and God is within us, the divine and human manifested as one life in you and in me is the Christ. Almost every ordained person you have ever met in one of the mainline Christian denominations has been required to undergo a study of CPE before they are ordained. Now, CPE stands for Clinical Pastoral Education, and it is an interfaith method of theological education. Here, the student learns and exercises pastoral skills within the context of responsible relationships to people like patients and staff and each other, and they do it under the direct supervision of a certified pastoral supervisor. So what this means in short is that you learn to become deconstructed in order to be reconstructed, and not everybody appreciates or uses the process. We are all wounded human beings, having been born into and conditioned by the systems of the world. And our wounds usually prevent us from seeing the wounds of others. Or, as may be the case, sometimes we attempt to heal others' wounds without recognizing our own wounded places. It's kind of like seeing the splinter and the other person's eye while we've got a plank in our own. For me, 7 units of CPE were my first encounter with the burning bush. It was during CPE that I came to know my own woundedness. And it was the first place that I heard the phrase over and over again, "Frida, trust the process. Trust the process, Frida." And during that time, I can tell you that the process could feel like what I could only call hell. So today it strikes me that our lessons from both the Hebrew scriptures and the gospel are lessons that invite and encourage us to trust the process of life. For followers of Jesus, and because he has gone before us, no matter who we are, and no matter where we are in life, we can faithfully trust the process we're in to carry us through our suffering and death into a new life of right relationship to God and others, into a new life of peace and joy. But you know, fear keeps most of us from believing that we can trust the process of life. We think or believe in the everlasting nature of life the way we're experiencing it right now. The fact of the matter is, this earthly life is transitory and transitional. We often think we're the roles that we play. We think we're our education, our health, our wealth, or whatever makes us different from the masses. But we forget that we too are members of the mass. We are not our thoughts. Our thinking often supports a false reality and a lack of truth about real life, about what's true and what's eternal. So I want to share with you an experiment that you can do on your own to understand this concept a little bit better. Consider the way you have this ongoing dialogue in your mind. Does anybody else have something like that? The ongoing dialogue. Oh, I didn't call so-and-so. Oh, I didn't go to the grocery store. When am I gonna? Now, listen, these ongoing dialogues that you sometimes can't sleep for, these things are thoughts and they're not you. They're your thoughts and they are affecting your emotions. Now, we have a tendency to believe that everything that we're thinking is true, but are they? What if we started to pay attention and consciously breathe, so I'm channeling Christina now, consciously breathe into that ongoing dialogue? What if we started to make a space or a pause between thoughts? What might we notice? We might notice that there's a quiet when we are paying attention to our breath. We might notice that there's no thinking going on when we're paying attention to breathing. Who is the one breathing? It is I. It is the I of I am. There is an awareness beyond thinking. The inner observer of my thoughts. It is the ground of consciousness itself. It is the I am. To experience God, all you need to do is put your hands on your belly and breathe. The inhalation and exhalation, you're not controlling them. But someone, something, somehow, you're breathing. In silence, in stillness, that's all, just breath. Who is breathing? I am. But we're often afraid of what's unknown to us. And yet, the one mind, the holy mystery, is the infinite invisible presence undergirding all of life. You've met this presence. You might have looked up at a million stars in the Texas Big Bend country and had your breath taken away. You might have looked at your baby for the first time, having come out of your body or come out of your wife's body, and said, "Oh my God," and had your breath taken away. You were experiencing God. the wonder, the awe, the infinitely invisible presence. And it was at that moment, this moment in my sermon, where I got a phone call and where I heard news that I thought I would never hear. And it was very hard news. And I had to go back. I had to stop and ask God, are you sure? This is the message that Spirit gave, not just to you, but to all of us. This day, trust the process. It is so easy to forget this truth. Easy to forget to trust the process of life when we're faced with our own metaphorical crucifixion, where we have to die to the way of being that used to assure us, this is just the way life is. When we are faced with something so horrendous and so hard to believe and so difficult to trust that we are filled with sorrow, or excruciating pain, or debilitating anxiety. How can we trust the process of life? And at that moment, there enters a burning bush. Something very ordinary happens. And it directs our attention and invites us to stay present. Stay in this moment. There is inherent power in the present moment because of the presence of the one who is. God is. Because of the presence of the one whose title for all generations is, I am who I am. Sometimes, most times, that event, like the one I encountered yesterday, causes us to rethink our own understanding of God. Who is this God? How can this happen? Why? What? How? We can never know peace within ourselves, which is the prerequisite to expressing or manifesting peace in the world. We need to know that God is within us. We need to know that God is with us. We must know the presence of God within us as our very consciousness. It is our own awareness. We will never be truly free as long as we're looking for something outside of us to save us, to free us, to make us healthy, wealthy, and wise. There ain't nobody here to save you. God is within you. Be still and know. Jesus' words are true in the gospel. Moses' actions show the way. We are constantly invited to allow humility to become our friend and to trust God in the process of life the way we understand. And if we have to stop and ask God, I thought you were better than this. What are you doing? What's going on? It's okay. It's okay to be mad at God. Did you know God could stand it? It's our egos that think we can't be mad at God. I sincerely believe the only way to truly live in this life of sorrow and grief and pain is to be open and receptive to what life is trying to teach us. Because everything being taught to us now in this life is under the auspices of a good and gracious God. And none of us are ever too old to learn to grow and to stretch and to know more. My sisters and brothers in Christ, you are eternal. Not this form. You, your substance, your essential self, your essence lives eternally. Say yes to life with this understanding. Affirm with me, I am trusting the process of life because I am trusting God within me to lead me, to guide me, to direct me in whatever circumstance I find myself in. This, by the way, is why we pray. We don't pray asking God for stuff so that God can give us stuff. God doesn't give us stuff. God gives us God. God gives us love. God gives us peace. God gives us joy. And if we don't recognize it in the invisible realm, then God sends somebody and acts through that person so that we know love, so that we know peace, so that we know joy. This is God, not our thinking. We meditate, we worship in community, we receive the body and blood of Christ, we serve one another for this very reason, because we are trusting the process of life. And we're trusting life because we're trusting God. So in that process of unlearning and relearning, we come to live in a new and different way of being. I stand before you not as the person who wrote the first half of the sermon yesterday, because I've been changed. I've come into a new learning. It is hard. I'm not going to lie. It's uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie. But God has promised, "Behold, I make all things new." And that's God's promise to me and to you and to the world. And I'm holding on to that promise of newness of life, and I'm trusting the process of life as it presents itself to me. My prayer for all of you is that as we continue to grow and shift, as life continues to emerge, as we continue to read news headlines, and watch road rage incidents, and have people come into our lives and leave our lives, that you will never, ever forget God is within you. Breathe, be still, and know. And then get up and do, staying in the present moment and trusting the process. God's got this. It's going to be okay. Amen.